Okay, third R, page test, slate, let's go. It's slate, page test, second column. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining, the last thing is that this is what Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Yofi Trachot the Tshuva Maisim Teirim Alazeh, Mikol Chayelam Abba, because Dafke is through the Choshech and the Mayim Ram of this world, the Teva, which represents Teirim Tefillah, like you said, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, so this Mayim Ramim elevates the Teva. That means it elevates all the Teirim Tefillah. Remember it said it elevated it's 15 Amos, which is Yudke. So it elevates the level of Teva, Teira, Tefillah, Dafka, the Mayim Rabim. Like this, the Teva stays on the ground. But the Mayim Rabim causes the Teva to go up. And then he started explaining, top of the second column. Okay, second line. Kmei kim chinestir, des veze kapanos bin yom gashmi. Shenik le Mayim Rabim, which is called Mayim Rabim. When you elevate the whole Gashmir's Dika thing through the level of Tefillah. The Alter Rebbe explained before is the level of Shabbos. Shabbos is by Yechulu HaShemayim Va'aretz. Not only finished, but Kiloyin, elevation, longing to a higher level. Which is the level of Shabbos. And like he said, Kiyadua. Shekol Tefillah's So davening of all the 6 days of the week is a level of Shabbos, order from Shabbos. If we said the Alter Rebbe explains in different Maimonim that the level of Tefillah during the week is the Shabbos of each week. Why? Because Shabbos elevates the world. Tefillah elevates the Gashmistic things of the world. But he says, our calls are Shabbos Tato. That's the lower level of Shabbos. Okay, this is where we're up to, by the way. But this mamish a few lines to the end of the mind. There's a second level that Hashem swore he's never after the flood, right? Never brought the carbon. Hashem said, I swear. Well, this possibly not complete, but he swore that he's not going to bring Meinoyach anymore. So now the question is, if Meinoyach is good, it elevates the world. So what do you mean there's not going to be any more Meinoyach? It's not a positive thing, it's a negative thing. But sometimes you don't need purity so much. Why? Even though he explained before, that even though through the Mayim Rabim, Nasi Yisun Ur becomes a greater level of Ur. So L'chayda Mayim Rabim is a positive thing. Why is Hashem going to stop it? Nevertheless, there's a level of Ava Rabba above Mil Maila. Shulam Maila Maila, even the level of Ava that comes, L'chayda Mayim Rabim Manal. In other words, there is a level. What does Mayim Rabim do? He said, Mayim Rabim calls it the Yohavta B'chol Meidecha. The level of Ava. But there's a level of Ava which is even greater than the level that comes from Tzimoyim, from the thirst. There's different levels of Ava. You can have an Ava that comes from thirst, longing. Abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Sometimes by being away from something, you love it more. But there's a deeper level of Ava, it's called Ava B'Tainugim, that you're there already, into a greater level of Ava. One second, let me explain something. Which is the level you mean it to Chabgeni, and this Ava is going to be this guy lost in loving. I'll give you an example, what other places in Siddur says about a similar thing. We know that the Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik. Yet, there's an advantage in David. Why? What's the mile of a Baal Tshuva over a Tzaddik? About tshuva transforms, if he does the highest level of tshuva, not stam. We're talking about tshuva me'ava, that aved is become mitzvahs. So a tzaddik can't do that, because a tzaddik can't sin, but about tshuva who sinned, and then makes the aved into mitzvahs, so it's a much greater level. That's the explanation. So it says like this, where was the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash was geographically, Yerushalayim geographically is in the Chelek of Binyamin. Not the other Shvatim. Now it says the difference between Binyamin and the other Shvatim was Binyamin wasn't involved at all in Mechiras Yosef because his father never sent him. So Binyamin, it says, represents Aveda V'tzadik. He never sinned. He never sold Yosef into slavery. All the other brothers were involved. Even Reuben, who wasn't there in that, but he said throw him into the pit. Whatever, he was still involved. So all the other brothers were involved in the selling of Yosef. And then they did tshuva. You know, when they met Yosef, obviously they did an ultimate level of tshuva. So it says in Chiddush that the Binyamin represents Aveda V'tzadik. And the other brothers represent Aveda V'Bal Tshuva. So even though there's advantages of a Bal Tshuva over a Tzaddik, but there's still a big advantage in Moshul Gilui of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash though had to be in a level of Tzaddik Aveda Binyamin rather than Bal Tshuva Aveda. And that's why Hashem didn't pick the other Shvatim, or Yehuda for that matter, even to have the Beis HaMikdash. They're actually hosted by, geographically at least, the Yishlaim didn't belong, Yishachub lo yachtav, Yishlaim, halachically, didn't belong to any tribe. It's like, Lahavda, Washington D.C. is in Maryland, or Virginia, wherever it is, but it's not part of that state, it's a separate world by itself. Yishalayim, they learned this from Torah, from Yishalayim. Yishalayim was geographically in Binyamin, which is under Yehuda and Binyamin, the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes, but Lebel, Yerushalayim is geographically in the Chelek of Binyamin. Why? Because for the Gili of the Beis HaMikdash, you need to have a level of a tzaddik, not a level of Baal Tshuva. So he says, even though now there's a big mile in Mei Noach, that it elevates the Teva, it elevates the world to a higher level than it was even before it came down, but the level of Laos of Lavi is even going to be a greater level than that. What?
Learn that.
That's why he says, by the way, if you notice, the Alter Rebbe said, Leg b'chol man sar tahara kol kach.
So much.
You still need. It's the same concept how the Rebbe explains with, in the Lashon, the Rebbe brings it down in my mind, also kol kach, about Rosh Hashanah, it falls out on Shabbos. Whether you need shofar, not now. Whether you need, fix your mask. Whether you need shofar or not. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they blew shofar. Right? So the Rebbe explains in Rosh Hashanah Maimonim that even though Shabbos accomplishes what shofar did, yeah, but in the Beis HaMikdash, shofar accomplished even what Shabbos can't. So it doesn't need kol kach. You don't need it. So there is a level of tara that will be lost in love. But technically, ruach ha-tuma avim min ha-aretz. But nevertheless, in Kedusha, it would go up and up. Like the Kohen Gadol tabling 5 times on Yom Kippur wasn't because he was tummy.
The kol kach makes a difference.
The kol kach is exactly that. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. Ein le-bechol zman tzor tara kol kach. Doesn't say you don't need tara. Because even in Kedusha itself, there's the Mishnah Kedusha, at the end of Kedusha, it says there are 10 levels of Kedusha. Because even in Eretz Yisrael, and there's Yerushalayim, and then there's Mokam HaMikdash, and then there's, and then the Kedush HaKedoshim. It's all Kedusha. But even in Kedusha, in Tara, in Kedusha, there's also different levels of Kedusha. You have more holy and less holy. So Lasu Lavei, so as holy as the level of Mei Noach is, of elevating Gashmistika things, it doesn't come down to the Avad Abu Shbila Asud Lavei. Like it says, Ki Ahorim Yamushu V'Agvaris Tumutenu. They're going to move, and Chasim Itech L'Yomos Uvrish Shlemi L'Timeit, which is the level of Chesed Elyon. V'Avad Abba Abba Milo to be V'Yamini Techabgeni. Meaning like this. There's a certain Aveda that a Jew could reach. Like it says by Sfir Sayyim, a Jew could reach Memtes, 49th level of Kedusha. There's a certain level of Kedusha, Aveda of Mayim Rabim, and all that Aveda can't reach. You can reach the highest possible that, a person could do. But then you have the 50th level, Mumaila, the Ava that comes, Mumaila, that's the level of Lasud Lavi. which he said, that even the level of Ma'ed will be a Gavar Yaisa on a higher level. That's what he says in Chassidus, that the level of Adam is the same letters as the word Ma'ed. And the Pasuk says about Adam, Gavar Yaisa Ma'ed. Because even that level of Adam, which is the Seer Kap of Shalakadu Baruch Hashem himself formed him, which is the highest possible existence, versus people born to parents, so that even that level is going to be elevated. We just said that. Kohen Gadol went five times. Okay, let's just start the next maimer, just because we have. Was just started. After the pasuk, he quotes in the first one. The pasuk says, what does it mean? We just explained before, which refers to Tirdas HaPanos. But the pasuk says two things. Mayim rabim lo yuchol lachabes esoava, the strong waters, yeah, cannot extinguish the love. And then it says unaharis lo yishtafuha, and the rivers will not drown it out. So there's mayim rabim that cannot extinguish the yava, and then naharis lo yishtafuha means they won't drown it out. So he says, what does naharis mean? Mayim rabim refers to the waters of parnasa. What is Nahari? Say Machshav is Binyanim Gashmir, which are called the thoughts of Gashmistika things. Shenikru b'shem Nahari, the night of Ozu. They're called rivers that always move. A lake, okay, yeah, moves, but like rivers have a current. There's no current in a lake. Okay? So it's Mayim Rab, you have waves, but you don't have a current like you do in the river. So it says in Chassidus that Nahari's refers to the level of machshava of worldly things. Why are rivers machshava? Because machshava keeps going. No, it keeps going. You can never stop thinking. Machshava is a current. So it says, Nahari lishtafur, the thoughts of worldly cannot drown it out. But water, on the other hand, stands still. And therefore, not only that, but it cannot extinguish the love. The level of b'chol meidach. Right, that's what he explained until now. So then the pasuk says, "Achakamit in ishes kol heim beisim." Heim be. What does it mean? All the wealth of his house. What are we referring to in kedusha? Heim beisim chokhmas ha-teira, the wisdom of teira. Which is Pirush v'taymi ha-mitzah shenim shel b'chinas chokhmasi yizvarech. Okay? The mitzvahs are the will and understanding of Hashem. Ukenoak meshe kozalik, it says in the pasuk of Bereishis. Nohar yeitze me'eden lahashkis esagan. The river came out of Eden to water the Gan. Now, Gan, Gimel Nun, is 53. That's how many sedris there are in the Chumash. There's 53 sedris in Chumash. So the Nahar Kam comes out from Eden, which is a Tainug, to water the Gan. Kim Eden Mechinas Chachma, which is called Eden. So from there comes out the Nahar Loshin Hamshach, Lahamshach Hasagan, which are Gan, Sedorim Deraisa, the 53 Sedus and Chumash, Jain Perush, Evetime Amitzis. And then it becomes Chachma, Gan Eden Elyon, Gan Eden Atachdan. So then it says, what does the pasuk say over there? Nor yaitze me'eden, the river comes out from Eden, lahashki sesagan. Yeah? And then it becomes Gan Eden Elyon, Gan Eden Atachten, Gan, the higher level of Gan Eden, the lower level of Gan Eden, Achen ishtal, shul mata mata, shoshim, shem mechim chokhmasi yizbarach, v'nikre reishis ishtal, which is called chokhma, the beginning of the world, of the chain. Which is the Malam Ishtaush. So therefore it says like this. Im Yitin Ish is called Hein Beise. Even if somebody gives all the treasures of Chochmah, of Torah, the essence of Hashem is still greater. In other words, here the Alter Rebbe is speaking like this. There's a level of Torah. We learned Torah is Mayim, Torah is food, Torah is a million different things. Eish, Mayim, Lechem. Torah is called a million different things because there are different levels of Torah. Most of the time, the Alter Rebbe is speaking here, Torah is Chachmasis Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chachma Vashem. And at the Tezim Tanya, Huva Chachmasis from the Rambam, Huva Chachmasis Yachad. Yeah, but the Alter Rebbe writes in the Haggadah and Perek Beis that the people agree with him, with the Rambam, Avol Ach Leila Maila Me'atzilus, but not in higher than Atzilus. Meaning like this, Chochmah is one of the levels of sphere of the worlds. So the level of Torah is Chochmah is in the level of Torah coming into world already in Atzilus, in Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya. You have level Chochmah, Chochmah of Atzilus, Chochmah Bria. But higher than Atzilus, there's no Chochmah. What is the level higher than Atzilus? There's the level of Keser Teira. What's Keser? The level of Tainuk, Rotzen and Tainuk. Right, you have the 10 levels, and you have two levels of Keser, Arech and Atik, which is Rotzen and Tainuk. So there's a level of Teira that's called Tainuk. And that's why the Medrash says, what is Teira? Shashui HaMelech Batzmusei, God's toy that he plays with every day. The Medrash talks about Torah, that it's God's toy that he plays with every day. Now, playing with a toy is enjoyment, it's not Chochmah. Obviously, you enjoy playing with a toy, that's why you play with a toy, because you enjoy it. So there's a level of Torah which is infinitely greater than Chochmah.
That is the joy.
That's the joke.
A guten Shabbos.